This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide.
Visit joy.org.au/hide-and-seek. Good evening and welcome to the Radiothon edition of your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Good evening, Andrew the Apprentice.
Good evening, Dean Beck. And also good evening to Mr. Tim.
Good evening.
And a new member of the Hide and Seek team.
Just let it straight out of the bag, Andrew.
Oh, no
build up. No, don't worry about it. Just tell them as
exactly.
It is.
Dean's been hyping this all day.
I know,
but
Ben,
you know,
I feel shiny and new, gentlemen. Welcome. Shiny and new.
Welcome to the team. Me. It's great to have you. You've been hanging around here for a few weeks and you're still doing so. So we must be all right, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, very happy to be here. Thank you.
It is, of course, Joy 94.9's Radiothon edition. We are out, loud, proud and starkers.
That's right. Tonight we are starkers. Tim, what are we going to be doing tonight?
So people who subscribe... Every person who subscribes, we will take off an item of clothing.
Every single donation or membership, which is it?
Either, actually.
So if you become a member and you donate, is that one or two pieces of clothing?
That's two.
Oh, God.
Bloody hell. So for every membership renewal or new membership or donation or pledge, we're going to be taking off a piece of clothing.
So really the odds are in your favour, listeners.
Because Tim's here in a pair of Speedos. So that is what we will commit to. We have cameras in here, which is scary enough as it is. And we also have a wonderful guest joining us tonight. That is, of course, Jill Starr, former senior writer with the Sunday Age. Jill, welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you, Dean, who did not tell me that this was going to be a naked show.
Surprise!
All care, no responsibility. Jill, we had a message come through for you earlier today.
I'm going to also just point out one other person, if you don't mind. I don't normally do this, but Jill Stark is in the room. She's a journalist with The Age, that awful organ. But having said that, Jill has been a very strong supporter of issues relating to depressive illnesses and now this one of homophobia. And Jill, we thank you on what you have done almost as the lone voice initially, but now continually supported by many more. And if you haven't read The Age this morning, and I don't like admitting that I have, but I have, there's a wonderful article there on depression and an editorial which supports this whole issue of discrimination.
Former Premier of Victoria and founder of Beyond Blue, Jeff Kennett, singing your praises at the 2015 Pride Cup.
That was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? I think I nearly fell off my chair when that happened. And I did turn around to, I think it was one of your producers from Joy and just said, did you get that on tape? I wasn't sure it had actually happened.
Because you'd had a few run-ins with old Jeffrey.
Yeah, well, I mean, back in the day when I first started reporting on LGBTI issues back in around 2009, as we all know, Beyond Blue wasn't particularly... responsive to the needs of that community, and Jeff had said some fairly unkind and like basically factually incorrect statements around same-sex parenting in the Herald Sun. And when I asked him to explain where the evidence was for his assertion that children who grew up in families with same-sex parents had worse mental health outcomes, he told me that I have the evidence of life, Jill. And I was like, well,
whoa.
There's Jeff. But, you know, to his great credit, after a lot of lobbying from various people, The Age included, he did a complete about-face and Beyond Blue had probably one of the most powerful campaigns we've seen.
And remains one of our strongest supporters. Yeah. So hats off to Jeffrey.
He still hates the age, but, you know, good on him for choking on his own words and getting that out there that day. That was nice to hear.
So we would, of course, like to hear from you for Radiothon, and most importantly, to become a member.
That's right. joy.org.au is where you head to. The website has got a big button right at the top where you can become a member or make a donation. But, you know, becoming a member is fantastic. It's really your chance to show that you represent part of the community.
Donations of $2 or more are tax deductible, of course. And if you want, you can have your money doubled simply by leaving Hour of Power in the comment field of your donation.
I have mixed feelings about this, though, because obviously I want everybody to sign up. I don't mean sitting in a room full of naked men, which, you know, ordinarily wouldn't be a bad thing, but I'm a little bit nervous given that I didn't know this was going to happen.
Our guest.
Oh, you're all very handsome.
Hello.
We make great faces for radio.
I've been assured that I'm allowed to keep my clothes on, so that's good.
You are listening to Hide and Seek. Jill Stark, our special guest with Ben, Tim, Andrew and Dean on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
This year's Radiothon major prize is bound to spark your interest.
By signing up or renewing your Joy membership, you'll have the chance to win the brand new Holden Spark.
It's packed with everything you need to discover the city in style and comfort.
Phone projection technology for your smartphone with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto functionality, so all your favourite apps appear on the car's screen.
Navigate the city using Google or Apple Maps directly from your car's screen.
And keep your eyes on the road with voice activated, texting, emailing and calling.
It's all thanks to our Joy sponsor, Holden.
So spark change and get out loud and proud with Joy.
And Starkers!
I'm on fire.
Hide and seek.
Fireball.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. It is Radiothon time, so head to joy.org.au and become a member now.
Now, Andrew, during that last track, I thought I heard a ding-ding.
We did hear a ding-ding. We had our first membership through. Big thank you to Arvi from Bundoora.
Who's that?
Somebody. Thanks, Arvi. Anyway, and he also made a donation. So,
That's two pieces of clothing.
Oh, it's two pieces of clothing.
Ben,
right.
You've got to take another one.
So far, I'm showing a little neck. I went scarfless because, you know, it's cold outside. I've got to layer up.
Okay, so you've done something.
Yeah.
Andrew, I think it's over to you.
Oh, okay. So I can take a jacket off.
There you go.
Jacket off there.
So two pieces of clothing have been removed. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. That is how it works here on Hide and Seek, with the exemption of Jill Stark, our special guest here on this Radiothon edition.
Starkers gets to remain fully clothed.
Well, it's in your honour, of course, that we're disrobing. Yeah. We have a copy of the last article you ever wrote for The Age newspaper, titled The Truth Behind the Gay Agenda. As an honorary pufta, you have signed it for us. So, you know, the biggest donation that we get tonight, I'll have Joy mail out this signed copy of The Truth Behind the Gay Agenda, signed by Jill Stark. There you go.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Do you have your own laminator?
Yeah, we do. I'm a bit of a laminator.
Dean's claimed it.
Yeah.
He's put a name tag on it.
Andrew, there's an interesting article online today on Facebook.
Yes.
Following the results of the 2016 Gay Periodic Survey.
Yes, so Union New South Wales and their partners, including VAC here in Victoria, released the periodic survey for Victoria.
Apparently we're all reading each other, is that right?
Yes, so the VAC did a media release with a few of the highlights coming out of it.
Jill, you saw this article online or reference to it today.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, they do this, is it every year? Yeah, I think what I noticed first was Rodney Croom from Australian Marriage Equality had posted it on his Facebook page, and he had a few strong things to say about it, talking about, well, that this would be a free kick to opponents of marriage equality and opponents of other steps for equality.
Is Rodney suggesting that the positive health outcomes for gay men should be negated for the sake of marriage equality?
I think what he was saying is that there is obviously a very concerted effort by conservatives at the moment to do everything they can to undermine the LGBTI community. So the idea that gay men are, you know, more promiscuous than other aspects of the community is obviously something that they would jump on. Now, I got into a bit of an argument with people online about this, including some of my former colleagues, which was probably not the best judgment call I'd ever made. But I think
you've never shied away from an argument.
No, exactly. I think it's not of course, if these are the facts, we should report it. But I think what Rodney was saying is that the context of where people were recruited from wasn't necessarily made clear, that a third of the participants were recruited from sexual health clinics, from
saunas,
from sex on premises venues, and that obviously people were at higher risk of contracting HIV, and that's why they were targeted in this study.
There are married couples that go to those places too, and indeed two-thirds were recruited from a picnic in the park.
Yeah, but obviously there's kind of saying here that, like, people, you know, in people from the gay community are the most common relationship is an open relationship. Now, we shouldn't, like, be slut-shaming people, and we shouldn't be saying that that's the facts, then that's not, you know, we shouldn't be reporting that. But I think that Ronnie does have a point. We're in the middle of a culture war right now.
But I think, and aren't gay men just more honest about the sex that they have and who they have them with?
This is the thing, though, right? If this is being used as a snapshot of gay men in Australia, now, arguably, this is a snapshot of people in Melbourne, in inner city Melbourne, like out in the bush, you know, all across
Australia.
They're
doing it too, you know.
No, of course they are. But I think, like, this idea that this is somehow different to the straight community, like if you were to ask people from, if you're recruiting from Tinder sites or from, you know, clubs in the city, you're probably going to get very similar rates of people who are saying that they're not in monogamous relationships. So I think this idea that somehow, you know, like the headline on the Age website right now is why gay men are having more casual sex. I don't think that's helpful for anyone, really.
Gay sex is really at the core, I guess, of the of what people, the stigmatizing views that the conservative people have, isn't
it? Yeah. I mean, that's I guess the point he's arguing. And I think that there are some really valid arguments about respectability politics, and do we have to sanitize the LGBTI community in order to have these social reforms like marriage equality. And I'm not in the LGBTI community, and I don't speak on behalf of them, and I don't pretend to. So I'm not about to say, oh, well, I know better. I don't. And
your analysis and your observations are interesting, though. I find it appalling that we have to conform to so-called stereotypes of relationships, whether we want to be married or not.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that is the argument that was happening online today. It was interesting to
watch
it.
I'm a little bit sick of the white picket fence brigade, frankly.
Yeah, and you know, I've written about this in the past when I was talking about the pinkwashing of the gay community and how corporates are getting on board, and we saw the protest at Pride March this year, which in hindsight, when you see what some of the corporates have been doing with Telstra, you know, just backflipping on marriage equality and then backflipping on their backflip after the backlash, it's quite clear that, you know, a lot of people in the gay community, speak to activists like Nick Hollis, for example, who will say that we shouldn't be conforming to a certain type of view of the world so that we can have the same reforms. And I'm saying we, I'm not talking about, obviously, I'm straight, but I'm talking on, like, this is the things that Nick has said to me, that, you know, that people in the LGBTI community shouldn't have to conform to the straight view of the world in order to have the same equalities. And do you even want to have the reforms? Not everyone does.
Why can't you have both?
Why can't you have both?
Have the cultural wars that we're, as you said, experiencing at the moment here in Australia, has the same thing happened elsewhere to the same degree?
Yeah, I mean, this is what this last piece that I've written about that Dean has kindly laminated for us. That's
the
what I looked
agenda.
At.
The bloody agenda. That's the agenda.
Yeah, well, I wrote about the gay agenda in air quotes.
Jill Stark's agenda.
Because this is the language that we're using. And just this week, we've seen a Catholic elite school send out to its I think it was its board, you know, what do we do about the gay agenda? Like, they actually put that in writing to people, saying, if we have parents, same-sex parents, sending their kids to this school, what do we do about the gay agenda? So there is clearly a framing happening here. And what I did in this article is I spoke to Tiernan Brady, who is working with Rodney Croom. He was one of the main campaigners in the Ireland referendum for marriage equality. And he's saying that it's uncanny that the arguments that are being put forward by the Australian newspaper, by the Australian Christian Lobby, are almost identical to what happened in the Irish referendum. So they you know, first they started attacking what's happening in schools, and then they started talking about education, and they talked about religious exemptions. Like they really sort of went after this slippery slope argument, and it's the tip of the iceberg. And he said it's just everything that we're seeing happening here happened over there. It's muddying the waters. All of this stuff about safe schools, it's not about protecting children. It's about killing marriage equality.
Now, you've had a bit to say about safe schools. And for me, the most upsetting thing is that what was an amazing, inclusive, change-making resource that had the potential to create long-term cultural change in this nation has been shattered federally and written off, and it has been under threat locally here in Victoria.
I think it's an absolute disgrace. It's depressing, and
I mean,
it's
others
disgusting.
Argue it's a Marxist agenda.
That's a different issue. And I think that unfortunately what's happened with Ros Ward is it's really given ammunition to people who have from the very beginning wanted to break down this program. And even after Ros Ward was suspended and then obviously reinstated, Lyle Shelton from the Australian Christian Lobby said it's not about her. He basically won't stop until this program is disbanded. Now, this is a life-saving program and that at its core is about inclusion and acceptance in schools and about kids who would otherwise not feel free to be themselves, being able to have support in the place where they need it. And I've done stories with people where they say, well, if we don't have safe schools, then, you know, I interviewed a kid, a 14-year-old kid, who had taken several attempts on his own life after being bullied for being a faggot at school. And then, you know, he was told by his school that he should go to the school chaplain for help. Now, this is, how is that a viable option for kids who are struggling with their sexuality? And I think that it's really, I guess this stuff that you're talking about with Rodney Croom in this survey from today, I guess where I was coming from is that I've just seen up close the way that the Australian Christian Lobby and the Australian newspaper are using headline stats like that. So the nuance of that study is just going to be completely missed in the bigger picture.
I guess where does it actually stop? Is it once they've had the plebiscite and all that, do you think they'll back off? Or do you think this is just going to be continuous from the ACL?
I mean, if you look at the Australian Christian Lobby's media releases, you know, they say that they stand for all things, that they're interested in asylum seekers and abortion and all these other issues, but it's something like 85% of the releases they've put out in the last 2 years have been about the gay community and about marriage equality. They are obsessed. Now, you can do your own psychoanalysis on what that means, but I think that really they're going all out to kill marriage equality. I think if it happens, if we have marriage equality in this country, that they will be greatly weakened, but I don't think they'll stop.
But ACL are rather centrist in the way they discuss things publicly. It's the fringe groups that are sort of attached or on the fringe of them.
Well, I wouldn't say that comparing gay rights to the Holocaust was centrist. You know, that's what we saw Lyle Shelton say last week.
But, well, you need to put it in context, but I'm not standing up for him. But it's things like those brochures that we saw at football matches being put out about children and stuff.
So the brochures that have been put out comparing the children of same-sex parents to the Stolen Generation, which is offensive on so many levels.
Yeah.
But people like Lyle Shelton will say, that's nothing to do with me. But this last story that I did, what I made sure to do was I spoke to him and I spoke to David Van Gen from the Australian Marriage Forum. And both times I put all of my questions in writing and asked them to respond in writing because I was sick of Lyle Shelton taking to Twitter and saying I'd quoted him out of context. So I then posted those comments in full on our website so that people could see. And it's what's quite clear when you read the answers to those questions is this isn't just about an opposition to a law reform. Mm. They are fundamentally opposed to the idea of gay people and trans people. Like when you ask the question, is it a sin? The answer is yes. When you ask the question, is it normal? They say no. You know, like, is homosexuality normal? No, it's not. This is not a central position. And the ACL, okay, they can say that they're not associated with those kind of flyers, but what their campaigning does is it legitimizes those people and it gives them strength. And we saw it with the group that tried to hijack the Safe Schools same-sex formal. They were using exactly the same language that the Australian Christian lobby used.
And one of the best, on the other side of the coin, though, I guess, is the
heavy shit tonight on hindsight.
But the one of the benefits is here in Australia, in particularly here in Melbourne, is we have Joy to help us rebut some of these
so
arguments
joy.
that are happening.
You have brought that around to Radiothon so beautifully. I don't know how we would do it without you. And of course, Joy wouldn't exist if it wasn't for your support. So
exactly.
Sign up and become a member. You can do that online at joy.org.au or
you can phone 1300 JOY 949.
Do that, get a dinger and take a piece of clothing off.
Now
we'll do that.
No, well, we've had a membership through.
Ding, ding, ding.
Tim, who's it from?
It's from David. Thank you very much, David, from Callista.
I think that's our podcaster, David.
Wow. Ah, thank you very much, David. And my jacket is now off. Andrew.
His jacket was already off, people.
Ignore
that's
that.
Cheating.
Whatever your tastes, you'll find it on
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Something for everybody.
You are on what is the Mad Edition of Hide and Seek, Radiothon Edition. Dean Beck, Andrew the Apprentice, Tim and Ben are here. Jill Stark is our special guest. We're going Stark as we had a double dinger just then, and Tim has taken his pants off.
Pants are off.
Thought I'd make it a bit more interesting.
So make sure you get online at joy.org.au.
We're giving you all the visuals.
We are. If you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, it'll all be there.
Are we tweeting these as well?
Oh, Facebook in particular, I think.
If the Board of Management of Joy 94.9 don't give us a call within the next 20 minutes, we will continue to disrobe whilst we chat to Starkers.
That's right. We do have Starkers in the studio. This is a bit of why we're playing it up tonight.
Let's lighten the mood a little.
Yes.
Since you got sacked from the Age, Jill.
I did not get sacked.
You got a very nice payout. What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, it's only been a few weeks, so I took the first week and went off with some friends from the Age, actually, and went to Mansfield and sat in a spa in a country holiday home and drank Fireball and watched the sunset, and that was nice. I'm just taking a break. I'm just really, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I've got a few ideas. I'd love to do some work in LGBTI advocacy. I'd love to do some more writing. I have a second book contract. I just have
congratulations.
To figure out what
that is. Yes. Well done.
Thanks.
Of course, your first book, High Sobriety, was a huge hit,
yes,
both here and in the UK.
It went pretty well. I'm still getting, today I got some money from. It's like if you're an author, you get like these little gifts every now and then. Like, so you, every time somebody takes your book out at the library, you get paid for it. And you get,
oh, really?
And
wow.
Yeah. And
I didn't know that.
I know, right? And this is the first time I received a payment because it takes a few years for it to come through.
Sure.
But I was just like, oh, God bless you people.
Out of nowhere?
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
Wow.
So I was like,
that's
an extra few weeks I don't have to go to work.
So it was like more
substantial, yeah.
More than a few cents.
Yeah, more than a few cents. And I was just like, oh,
wow.
That's nice. So
isn't
thank you
great?
For all the people who took the book out at the library. And yeah, 3 years on, people are still buying it and reading it. And I guess that goes to show that we all have massive drinking problems. Not looking at you, Dean.
No.
Well, the other night we were at an event and you were like, can you go and get me a drink from the bar? Two drinks, because he was emceeing and he wanted to make sure he had.
That's enough, Jill. We don't endorse drinking here on community radio, nor do we enjoy. However, you were at that function and it was an interesting function. You're getting a little political in your retirement too.
Oh, yes. So, obviously, my good friend Jason Ball, who I wrote about all those years ago, as the first gay footballer to come out at any level of the game, and we became very good friends. He's now running.
Some would say inseparable.
Yeah, a little bit. He is now running as a Greens candidate for the seat of Higgins, hoping to unseat the Assistant Treasurer, Kelly O'Dwyer. And I've never been involved in a political campaign before. I'm certainly not a member of any party, but I do believe in my friend Jason Ball. So I've been helping him out with the campaign.
And, of course, he will feature in an interesting lineup next week alongside Darren Hinch. And there's
Jackie Lambie.
I think she might have to pull out due to the floods.
Oh, okay.
If she does, the replacement will be a member of the DLP.
Oh, well, there you go. I think it, for anyone who is...
Peter Madden will be there.
Yeah, Peter Madden, who has some very interesting views on...
everything, really.
Yeah, I think for anyone who's been frustrated with the leaders' debates and maybe find them a bit dull, will certainly find next Thursday's debate a bit more lively.
It's called the Great Alternative Debate. It is free, but you do have to book.
Yeah, and it's been organised by the Australian Equality Party and the Australian Sex Party. So sex and equality, what more could you want?
Just around the corner from Joy, and yours truly is moderating.
As you are literally the MC for every event in this time.
It seems a bit that way at times, but it's going to be a feisty evening, I think.
It'll be great. I mean, hopefully, Dean got in a bit of trouble the other night at the last debate. People were yelling at him, saying he wasn't being independent, but I think he was asking some very fair questions of the minister, which obviously the incumbent's going to face more pressure than she was receiving a lot of. Kelly O'Dwyer was receiving a lot of heat on asylum seekers, and Dean was.
Holding
Dean was
her
doing
accountable.
Dean was doing his Lee Sales act, hammering. You which didn't go down well with some of the Liberal members of the room.
I look great in a red bob.
I just wanted to touch on something, and back to seriousness for a moment. We were talking about the culture wars before, and the Australian, I guess we can say, has been... leading the fight, shall we say, on the other side. How much do the editors dictate what columnists say?
What columnists say, or just what journalists in general?
Journalists in general.
It's interesting, actually, because when I was researching for this article, I did speak to a few people at The Australian, some people that I know who work there, and we had some off-the-record chats with them. And because I wondered if there was... a directive from above to take a certain line, and no one would say that there was there's no Rupert Murdoch flying in saying you must do this, but there's certainly a clear a case of running a certain line. And I mean, but then arguably that's what newspapers do, you follow an issue through. But what they're doing now is that they're digging out any skerrick of dirt that they can find, and it's really a lot of it's just, I've seen articles in The Australian where they haven't quoted a single person, and it's almost like an editorializing on the front page. And I arguably people could say in the latter years of my time at The Age I was doing the same. I became more of a campaigner than a journalist,
and you received some hate for that,
and I'll wear that. I think in the end we'll be on the right side of history, and it's a really important civil rights movement. And I think though what's happening at The Australian is that they are there's some of the best journalists in the country work at that newspaper, to be honest, but then there's a few people who I think have, from what I've heard from people who work there as well, have a very entrenched conservative views, and they now have an editor who came from the Daily Telegraph, which as we know is one of the most hysterical papers in the country, and he now is letting them basically run that agenda.
Andrew, I heard a double dinger.
Yes, we have had another membership through. Jeffrey from Glenroy, and big thank you in becoming a member and also making a donation of $50.
So that's two items of clothing. We are going Starkers for Hide and Seek tonight. Jill Stark is with us as our special guest, but it is, of course, Radiothon, and you can sign up and become a member at joy.org.au or call us 1-300-JOY-949 and do that if you wish to donate for the Hour of Power and link that particular donation to the Hour of Power. You can double your donation this Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 when Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith go dollar for dollar for the sake of Joy.
And you've only got about 15 minutes to go before we're out there.
So I want to see two items of clothing off. That's Ben and Andrew. Get your gear off.
Oh, okay.
And I'll remind that we do have a major prize for our Radiothon this year. It is a brand new Holden Spark, and it's designed to impress. We're disrobing to impress as we go out loud, proud, and Starkers on Hide and Seek.
Have your say. Share your thoughts. Connect with your community. Email onair at joy.org.au. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Hide and seek.
Oh, it is just crazy here. Andrew's taking his top off. Ben's taking his top off. Jill's still sitting there. And and Tim's wearing nothing.
No pants.
Are you all right, Jill? Have we freaked you out yet?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You here with all this going
Look,
on?
She's used to footballs with nothing on.
I've been to Jason Ball's parents' house in the spa with 12
That's
gay
probably
men.
Too much information considering he's under a political campaign in prison. But
his friends, I might add.
Jason wasn't there. A big thank you to Michael from Glen Iris. There we go. Who has become a member because... because we and Jill are legends. So he's also made a big donation of $150. So a big thank you to Michael from Glen Iris.
Thanks, Michael.
Make sure you become a member now. Joy.org.au is the easiest place to do it. Harriet and Betty are running around, so you can also phone in.
Yes, they are running around.
1-300-JOY-949.
And a very big hello to Sebastian, who's listening too. So hi, Sebastian. Now, Jill... what is this new book going to be about? Do we know?
I don't know. I actually.
They didn't say, we'll just give you money for nothing.
Yeah.
Did they?
Oh. the publisher was like, we want you to write another book and we just have to figure out what it is. I had a bit of a pitch and I decided that wasn't the way I wanted to go. But I have a few ideas and one of them is to do with the LGBTI kind of
community. I wonder
community.
About that.
But, you know, I worry, as much as I feel like I'm an ally to the community, I don't want to be seen as someone who's speaking on behalf of the community. And so,
but how about writing a book about being an ally?
Yeah, right. And that's what I think, rather than like, I'm interested to see what people thought.
I mean, there's at least one chapter on Jeffrey Turnabout.
Absolutely. Right?
And that's one of the things. So, I mean, either way, it sounds like at least that our two political parties...
So hard to take you seriously without you. Carry on.
But so
nice
so,
nipple ring, by the way.
Thank you. If that was from Radiothon about 3 years ago.
You did that on air, would you believe?
Yeah, yeah. So if Labor win the federal election, we're likely to have marriage equality by the end of, say, September-ish.
That's very optimistic of you.
October, let's say, 100 days. And if the Liberals win, then Malcolm Turnbull's indicated that he'd want a plebiscite by the end of the calendar year.
Mm.
What can allies like yourself do over the next 6 months, say, to support the LGBTI community?
Well, this is the thing that really scares me about what's been happening with Safe Schools and all the things we've just talked about is that... if we are at the point now where rainbow families are being compared to the Stolen Generation and the rise of gay rights is being compared to the march of Nazism in pre-war Germany, then what is the tenor of debate going to be like in the run-up to a plebiscite and what will the damage be to the LGBTI community? So I think it's really important that people, particularly in the straight community, do stand up and say that they're not going to put up with that. I think talking to Tiernan Brady, who, as I said, ran that campaign or was one of the key campaigners in Ireland, the way that they won that fight was talking to people on the ground. Oh, ding, ding. Talking to people, you know, trying to win people over by saying this is not about sex. This is not about, you know, some sort of agenda. This is about your family. This is about your neighbor, your brother, your sister, your child. Like, this is real people and real lives and really making it personal. And I think that's what we need to keep doing is bring it back to an issue of humanity and basic respect and treating people as you would like to be treated.
And we've seen a little bit of that a couple of weeks ago with the CWA here in Victoria supporting marriage equality. And of course, the grandmother campaign in Ireland was
so important.
Was critical
so important.
To success there.
I just saw Australian Marriage Equality had a couple, I think they were in their 80s, that they put on their Facebook page last week, and they were from somewhere in rural Australia. And it's just so heartwarming when you hear people of that generation saying, you know, why shouldn't people who love each other be allowed to get married? That's what we need to keep focusing on. All this stuff about, you know, chest binding in schools and all this nonsense that the ACL want us to focus on, that's just smoke and mirrors to detract from what is basically a fundamental human rights issue.
Now, we did reference Peter Madden earlier, and I just had to have another look at the trailer that he has dragging around Tasmania at present.
Isn't it delightful?
It is quite extraordinary. And as BuzzFeed says, there's quite a lot to take in. But the trailer reads, homosexual marriage equals gay sex ed for children. Mm. I don't know how those two are directly linked and whether we're... See, I don't know about you, Jill, but I had education that was... basically heterosexual, and I'm gay. So
clearly that failed then.
Yeah. So I don't know how gay sex is going to make kids gay.
But this is the thing, like, you know, as much as we joke about it, it's pretty... It's
Tim, you've got to get another piece of gear off, by the way.
The undertone to all of this, as much as Lyle Shelton can say, oh, I'm not a hater, and he just seems so exasperated and so genuinely confused by why people think he's a hater as well, because what you're actually saying is that being gay is a choice, because if you can be swayed by certain types of education, then it's obviously a choice. That's not what Safe Schools is about. It's about kids who probably know from a very early age who they are, but they're confused by it because they don't see support around them and they don't see role models in the classroom.
But so I think it's more than that. At its core, it's about teaching kids to be accepting of difference and understanding of individuality, regardless of whether you're gay or not, or Muslim or not, or Christian or not,
what
or whatever.
That's what it's about from where we're standing, of course. Yeah. But if you look at what happened on Sky News, now Jason Twosell-McSheen, who's the head of the Australian Equality Party, did probably the best interview I've seen on this. He was on with Pat Caravalis on Sky News, and him and Lyle Shelton, and he asked Lyle Shelton the very basic question, how does my marriage to my husband affect you as a straight man? And Lyle Shelton's answer was, well, people will think that I'm not married to my wife, that I'm not married to a woman. And so Pat Caravalis said, so basically we're going to have a multi-million dollar plebiscite so that people know that Lyle Shelton is married to a woman. Like, how absurd is that? But also, taking away from the kind of hilarity of it all, what it comes down to is fear. He's terrified that people will think he's gay.
But how extraordinary.
Isn't it?
How uncomfortable must you be in your own
Absolutely.
Sexuality?
And that's what's so sad about it. That really, at the base of it all, is scared middle-aged white men who never quite got to grips with their own sexuality. Did I just say that out loud?
You just said that out loud. This is Hide and Seek on Joy. It is our Radiothon edition. Tim has disrobed to the point where he's virtually wearing...
Good Lord, he is too. I didn't even notice that.
A big thank you to Nick from Collingwood, who has made a family membership and a donation as well.
And a donation. Wow.
He really wants it to come off.
And he did say that it was... especially for you, Tim. So get your gear off, he said. We have to just about say goodbye, but we've got 5 more minutes to push it.
Exactly.
So come on, sign up, become a member, give a donation, renew your membership. Whatever you do, do it for Joy. 1-300-569-949. That's 1-300-JOY-949. Or do it online, joy.org.au. We'll be told here in the studio. We'll double dinger and we'll have all of these people make it.
Dean, you've still got your shirt on.
Dean has to have his shirt.
They are putting
come
in
off.
Special requests. I'm only complying with special requests. Back shortly.
Whatever your tastes, you'll find it on
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Something for everybody.
Team Beck, Andrew the Apprentice, Ben, Tim and Jill Stark are with you and me and Short. You little so-and-so.
I just took a picture of me with Three Naked Men, which will make Lyle Shelton very happy.
Big thank you to
one for Twitter.
Yeah. One big thank you to Darby from Brunswick East, who has also become a member.
Thank you, Darby.
And Jill, we've had a bit of fun with you. We've also touched on some rather serious things this evening. So I want to thank you for taking time out of your leisurely days and nights to join us for our very special Radio On edition. It's not usual for us to have a woman of substance in the studio with us, and it's nice to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Now, you two, Andrew, Tim and Ben.
Tim and Ben.
We have another announcement to make, Andrew.
Yes, what are we? What are you go?
We are
There's
also
so
going
much nudity
to be
in here right now.
I can't focus. Matthew Wade is also joining the crew too.
That's
so,
right.
So we're very pleased to have Matthew come on board. So Hide and Seek has just like tripled in size overnight.
Exactly. So Matthew's heading to what, Pride in San Fran or something
like that,
for a while. So he'll be joining us when he gets back. But Ben and Matthew are both able to join the team, so it's going to be fantastic having you guys along.
What a great initiation!
Ben has been through the hazing. He is now a part of the team, so congratulations, welcome aboard. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Ben, Dean, Ben and Tim.
This
and Jill.
Has been the Hide and Seek edition. Till next time, keep well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Diversity.
that was fun.
Dean.
You want diversity?
See ya.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.